Welcome to the introduction to the holding for physical and emotional healing. You may have encountered the holding from other work you have done with me, where we focused on the emotional body. But here we are going to work with both the physical and emotional bodies. The holding is a concept more than a specific meditation. What matters most is the way in which you approach it that allows it to work best for you. I want to be clear that you do not need to be an experienced meditator to do this particular meditation. That's why I've created a guided meditation using the concept of holding for you. All you need to do is listen to the guided meditation. When and if you choose, you can begin doing the practice by yourself without guidance from me. Today I'm sharing with you some insights about how the holding can work for you best in approaching physical ailments and emotional stress. Throughout the course, and as we work through the seven steps, I'll suggest times when the holding could be most helpful to you in your process. I'll also suggest how you can get the most out of this simple but very powerful concept. The holding works on various levels to help you understand and release insights into your physical condition, emotions behind physical conditions, karma or past lives associated with the emotions or condition, emotional ties to other people associated with the discomfort you are feeling, external environmental factors and their effects on your condition, spiritual connections you have to the earth and the cosmos, and spiritual awareness within layers of your conscious awareness. This is also a way to be with your high sensitivity and empathy to bring you into balance quickly. Plus, it will give you a more expansive view about the nature of life itself, which can bring you new insights for healing. It teaches you how to allow the universe to support you, which for many of us is a big deal. If you are at all like me, I spent a great deal of my life thinking it was my responsibility to support the universe. The concept of holding comes from an ancient tribal practice where people were taught to lovingly hold, first, anything that was troubling them, and secondly, their deepest desires. They were taught to hold for themselves, and when they were at peace, they were at liberty to hold for others. This two-step process is very important. My elders taught me to always make sure you hold from a clear space without attachments or agendas about outcomes. That's the way pure divine perspective can emerge. Healing is more effective and happens more quickly when you don't have an agenda about how that has to happen. You'll know if you are attached if you feel a lot of anxiety about a specific outcome you want, if you are feeling fear, your body is tight, your mind is active and you feel stressed, or if you feel like you want to push an agenda through. You are not in the space of holding. You have an attachment and agenda about how things need to happen. Holding is about being lovingly present to whatever is there. It is not about making something happen. In energetic terms, this is yin or sacred feminine energy that you are tapping into. Holding is about lovingly being present to whatever is there. It is not about making something happen. In energetic terms, this is yin or sacred feminine energy that you are tapping into. Most of us are far more used to yang or sacred masculine approaches to creating what we want. We are more used to getting mental clarity about what we want, setting our intention, and taking action to make it happen. And all of these steps are good and have their place in healing. That said, we are taught to be very action-oriented, aren't we? We are taught to utilize our sacred masculine energy. And where we get into trouble is when we create a constant inner pressure. Sometimes that inner pressure is to heal. And we are not relaxing enough for healing to actually happen. Eventually, the constant pressure about life, the constant pressure about healing, can become so overwhelming that we collapse and may even feel as though we have failed. In order to heal, we need balance. We need our sacred feminine energy as well. If you have listened to any of my radio interviews or talks, you know that this propensity to be in active mode all of the time is one of the reasons we become sick and one of the reasons we have a difficult time becoming well. We achieve ourselves to death. So for this meditation practice, we are choosing to be as well as act by becoming lovingly present to our discomforts as well as our desires. Have you ever experienced someone in your life simply listening to you as you work through a difficult situation with lots of emotions around what you are experiencing? Do you remember a time when you didn't have to justify what you were feeling or the choices you were making? Isn't it amazingly healing when someone just listens without judgment and without trying to get you to do anything differently? Loving empathy is powerful. It's like the sky opens up and you can finally relax. In fact, you feel so relaxed because you have been truly heard and understood at the deepest level. When you become that relaxed, it is easier to consider other ideas and courses of action. That's the intention of the holding when it comes to your physical and emotional pain. The holding gives you an opportunity to be present to yourself completely, which means feeling, seeing, and listening to yourself at the deepest level you possibly can. It is a time to love yourself as you are, what you don't like and what you do like about you and your life, without judging yourself about what you should have done or should do. Here's how it works. You can either begin by focusing on your physical discomfort or your emotional pain. Physical and emotional pain are deeply interconnected. As you attend to the pain, love that pain as if it were an injured child or animal needing your compassion. Think about it for a moment. When you were a kid and fell down and skinned your knee, what was the first thing you wanted? A Band-Aid? A lecture from your parents on what you should have done? No, what you really wanted first was a hug. When we are injured, the first thing we want is compassion. But when it comes to ourselves, how many of us immediately get the first aid kit out and start repairing the injury or lecture ourselves about how we could have avoided the injury? The first thing we need is compassion. Like when you were a child with a skinned up knee, after a good hug and some compassion, you were ready to let someone clean and dress your wound. Then, and only then, were you ready to hear how to avoid future injuries, especially if that was suggested with care and regard for you. We all injure ourselves from time to time, whether it is a skinned up knee, a broken bone, an allergic reaction, or a disease. And what we need first and foremost is love and compassion for our condition. That is what the holding can do for you. Here's what happens. As you hold your physical or emotional pain in love and compassion, your subconscious mind realizes it is now safe to share with your conscious mind what is really going on. It hasn't shared with you before because it wasn't safe. Instead of being compassionate, perhaps you would have been hard on yourself or become more fearful. As a result, deeper feelings and experiences become suppressed. When you become compassionate, it stimulates an opportunity for deeper insights and deeper healing to occur as you compassionately hold the layers of emotional pain and physical pain as they arise. So if you are attending to your physical pain, and as you hold the physical pain in love, the emotions that cause the physical condition or the emotions accompanying the physical condition start rising up. You will feel what is going on behind or alongside of the physical pain. What do? When the emotional pain arises, hold the emotional pain. Each layer will want its time to be held in love, so it is important to do this meditation regularly. I suggest at least once a day at a prescribed time so that it becomes a habit. If you decide to do the meditation whenever you feel like it, you typically don't create enough consistency for real change. That's like being on a cleansing diet some of the time. You'll never cleanse if you keep reintroducing foods that don't support your cleanse. The biggest changes that have been reported to me have occurred when someone was doing the holding on a daily basis. As you hold the layers, you might experience memories or insights from childhood, past lives, family of origin missions, your personal contract here on earth, your karmic agreements, or influences from your environment, earth, planetary movement, or other beings. Or you might understand beliefs that you have adopted as your own that are keeping you locked up, both physically and emotionally. You might even be surprised by how interconnected your spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical bodies are to each other. Regularly, I find that the whole of you at every level is participating in the illness or injury and its healing. When you are in the holding, you can discover that you have the capacity to hold it all. That is the vastness of divine love, and that is what you will be inviting into your awareness. How you see, feel, hear, and know yourself in the vastness of creation changes as you step out of the ego's fear that you can't possibly hold all of that consciousness and allow yourself to experience that the divine already holds it all inside and around you. As your fears rest in the compassion, your mind opens to the mysteries of the divine nature, the true nature that you are. In this consciousness, miracles occur effortlessly. The effort is in lovingly being present to the ego, the human self that wants to get in control of things. Remember, you hold what presents itself in compassion and without agenda through the ups and downs of emotions, physical experiences, spiritual insights, and thoughts. You hold until all is quiet, where you experience greater peace and clarity. Then you bring the awareness of that peace and clarity into every aspect of your life that you can. You remember it and re-feel it when things are difficult. You can get started by holding your emotional pain, or you can begin by holding the part of your body that is in most distress. If you choose to begin by holding the physical pain, you have a couple of options for how to approach it. As we have discussed with emotional pain, you can hold the physical pain with compassion for the pain itself with no thought about an outcome. Or you can hold that part of your body in the awareness of it being completely healed. Yes, holding it as healed is an intention, and yes, an intention interjects a little bit of masculine energy because it supposes an outcome. However you begin, the process takes on a life of its own as it takes you through a range of emotions connected to your physical condition. The key to holding with an intention for wellness is to hold the intention lightly, as though you were cupping your hands to hold water, rather than attempting to hold water by squeezing your hands tightly. I recommend holding your intention as though it was an offering or gift to the divine consciousness within you. If it serves a greater good, you are already in a state that will allow it to happen. If for some reason it does not serve the highest good, you will be in a receptive space for discovering the divine's greater plan. Sometimes there is something far better taking place through our process with healing that our ego mind has not imagined. By holding our intentions lightly, we honor our personal intention while still holding space for greater divine intention. Earlier, I mentioned the practice of holding for another person. I want to reiterate that it is important you hold yourself first so that you can come from a clear, non-judgmental space for someone else. If you decide that someone else is at the root of your concerns and hold for them without holding for yourself first, you could unintentionally abuse someone else's energy field. In a desire to fix the problem, you approach them too early, and instead of coming from a peaceful place with no agenda, your energy comes across as a way to try to fix someone else so that you will feel better. This is a codependent engagement and will only make matters worse between the two of you. There are three steps if you want to hold another person safely and respectfully. First, hold yourself until you feel at peace. Second, and this is an important distinction, hold your feelings about that person until you feel calm and at peace. I recommend you do this second step and hold your feelings about the other person until you feel the energy completely shift and you have no more sadness or anger associated with them. Then the wounded part of you that has been part of the story and dance with them is healed and at peace. After that, your energy is clear enough for the third step, holding them, if their spirit allows. I was taught to never assume it is okay to hold someone else. That is an invasion of their space. I was taught to open within myself in compassion and then invite another to come into that compassionate space. If someone steps into the field to be held, it is appropriate to hold them, again, without judgment or agenda, but in pure compassion. This allows the wounded parts of them that are interacting with you to be safe enough to receive loving compassion. As they experience pure compassion, they often experience a release that allows you both to now interact differently. I once had an experience with a woman I had never met that questioned my right to teach some of the Native concepts I was sharing. Her inquiry offended me. My internal response was, "How dare she question me? I'm the one that went through the training and tests with my ancestors." Because I was triggered, I took my hurt and anger into the holding where I held my feelings in compassion. I had a breakthrough when I realized I was being triggered because she was reflecting back to me my own feelings of unworthiness. I then held my feelings about her questioning me until I had no more frustration, no anger, no hurt, and no unworthiness. When I felt completely clear, then I opened my energy to hold her in compassion. I felt her spirit accept my invitation and held her for some time in pure love. At points, I heard her thoughts and her fears. My Native sister had experienced a great deal of discrimination and disrespect for her Native traditions. A part of her was afraid I might be doing the same thing. I held her pain with her until once again I felt the release. The next day, I received an email from her about sisterhood. That is the power that exists within the holding. If I had not cleared that emotional energy in me, it very likely would have eventually showed up as physical pain in my body. In my book, The Root of All Healing, I share a story about an incident where my anger with my husband, and therefore my lack of attention to the task I was doing, caused me to throw out my back. I remained in physical pain until I accepted my responsibility for what I had created and held my physical pain in compassion. Remember, emotional pain and physical pain are entwined. That's why you can begin holding by focusing on the physical pain or the emotional distress, whichever is most demanding your attention in the moment. Remember, you are very likely going to experience layers of physical and emotional trauma that have built up over time, so be gentle and patient and diligent as you give yourself daily doses of love using the holding. If you have difficulty feeling compassion for yourself, here's a trick you might use. see, sense, feel, hear, or know your pain as a child or animal that very much needs your love. Let yourself imagine that pain as another being, an aspect of you. Another way to access self-compassion is by opening to a feeling of love of any kind. Remember a moment with a loved one, a pet, a time in nature when you felt loved. Call that feeling back and then invite that feeling to deepen. Should you find yourself wanting to go deeper with the holding, there are nuances to holding in different kinds of situations. You can receive more guidance in my video series, Secrets of the Sacred Feminine Revealed. Just ask at one of the circles and I'll provide a link to the webpage. If, on the other hand, you discover the holding does not work for you, that's fine. Not all approaches work for everyone. But I do encourage you to find some practice in which you can feel compassion for yourself. Compassion may be the greatest healing gift you ever give yourself. There is some physical preparation you should do to get ready for the meditation. 1. Make sure you are in a private setting that will be undisturbed. 2. Turn off your telephone. And 3. Sit comfortably in a chair or, if you are outside, on the ground. Sitting is probably the best posture to begin with. However, if you quickly go into deep meditation and don't remember anything, try standing up as you listen. If you have difficulty going into a deep, still space, try lying down with your head propped up. Before you begin the meditation with me, think of something you want to complete here in the physical world. It is what we have yet to finish, time with a loved one, sacred work, or mastery of ourselves, that brings us back into the body when we finish meditations like this. Sometimes it feels so good in the meditative space that we don't want to return to the awareness of our bodies. But there is no need to meditate to escape. The idea of the meditation is to help you bring that restful state of freedom into your body on a daily basis so that you can fully enjoy your life. I look forward to meeting with you in the next audio as we enter into the holding guided meditation.